American-made silver breadbaskets were very rare in the colonies during the 18th century. Most were imported from England by the very wealthy. So this is one of only two or three colonial baskets known today.
And it is really a beauty, I think.
Curator Beth Weiss.
It is very much in the Rococo style. You have a lot of curvilinear forms so that you follow the sort of scroll work. And it is made to look very airy and lacy by being pierced. Each panel was pierced with a saw, with a little tiny fret saw.
With its high-style English roots, this basket reminds us that many Americans look to London for guidance on fashion.
As a historian I once heard said, Americans wanted political independence, but they didn't want social independence.
And colonial Americans like to live an opulent life. Indeed, the basket's original owners had homes in New York and North Carolina. They were the prosperous West Indies merchant Samuel Cornell and his wife Susanna. You can see their monogram, SSC, in the center of the basket. These patrons commissioned several pieces from this same noted silversmith, Meyer Myers, the only major Jewish silversmith known today from the colonial period.